This recording is by Gelmud, and his photographs show the Feuer Tanz, barn dance band, you could say, around the time the story happened. Feuer Tanz in a club at the Ilmenau University at that time, called the TH, and Feuer Tanz in Rostock. And what he wants to tell you about is Feuer Tanz taking place, or doing a show at the SED District Party Training School in Schleusingen. And he says, I can't remember the exact year in which the following story took place, but it is pretty strange and yet characteristic of the time before the fall of the Berlin Wall. And perhaps it was about around 1985. I was at work. I think I was already an assistant at the Ilmenau TH at the time, and I got a phone call, a request to play at the summer festival of a BBS in Schleusingen. With my Kaylee band, or folk group, Feuer Tanz, which had been founded at the TH in 1979. Back then, BBS were called Company Vocational Schools. The date suited us, and I said, sure, we'll do it. And then I looked in the phone book, there were no computers, not to mention the internet, then, to find out what company vocational schools, BBSs, there were in Schleusingen. And I found none. The only thing that caught my eye in the phone books was a DPS, the District Party School of the SED. In the school district. I'd never heard of its existence, but it made me feel a little queasy. As it turned out later, these were the schools for party cadres, where they were brought into line, people who were trained for party or management functions in business or administration. Okay, we said to ourselves at the time, a promise is a promise. It can't be absolutely terrible. What the hell? We'll have to go through with it and get through. I'd memorized the day of the week and the original time. There were no emails or anything, only telephone and post, and none of us had a telephone. And then, one fine day, we set off. We took the train from Ilmenau to Schleusingen. There was a frequent through service back then. And then walked with all our instruments to the address of the BPS, which I had looked up in the phone book. We were to be brought back by car. The BPS was not a walk-in establishment. It had a guard at the entrance, as would a barracks. When we got there and presented ourselves, there was a lot of confusion. Nobody knew anything, and we were kept waiting on the phone. And the phone was a sort of entry phone. Then it came out. I had only got the week wrong. The summer festival we were supposed to play at was a week later. There was no train back. Everyone was at a loss. And we said that if they had somewhere for us to kip, we could go home the next morning. That wasn't on. So a Barkus, the typical GDR minibus was found, and we were immediately taken back to Ilmenau. A week later, the second attempt, another train journey, walking and lugging our instruments, and then we were there, right time, right place. The summer fete was outdoors, beer and bratwurst, and the response was, well, let's just say, restrained. What can you do as a future party carder with drinking and love songs, with songs about hiking, travelling, inns, country life, or the consequences of war? But it wasn't quite like that. There was already a group of people who listened. Now, there was a lot of drinking among the comrades at the summer party, and at some point it was over, and we were told to go home again. Now, it got really interesting. Despite the alcohol, the majority of us were, of course, very disciplined and emotionless. That was it. Off to the accommodation to sleep. But another part started to get very boisterous. They wanted to party. They wanted music and to carry on. And they said something like, leave the music here, they're still playing. And we're having fun and we don't want to have to finish yet. There was an argument. Of course, the party sharks were outnumbered and had nothing to say. The management made a clear decision. It was over. The fun was over. The car, the Barkus, was called, and we were removed. The last thing we heard just before we drove away was the loud chorus of those who wanted to continue partying. They sang a song that I didn't know, some pop song, and it went like this. You can do it with us. We have so much patience. Much later, I found on the internet that there was a song by Frank Schirbel, the GDR's number one pop star, that goes like this. We can do it. We have so much patience. All we can do is laugh about it. We don't lay the blame on anyone. It's very interesting that even back then, and even at the SED party school, there was a real conflict between people who fully towed the line and people who were a bit freer and livelier. It was an omen for the time of change that was soon to come, without us having any idea at the time. And it has to be said, the change would not have happened as it did, and perhaps not peacefully, if there had not also been people in the SED who were dissatisfied with the existing conditions and wanted change. And that is exactly what was demonstrated on that strange evening.